So, Sunday it is, racing at Turfantine. I'm not going to keep you long. On the inside track, we've got eight races carded. The first race is the start of the Bipot at 12:35. The show was recorded just before 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. I was watching racing from KZN. It appears it's always the short-priced ones that let us down. But anyway, we soldier on. What I've done today is I haven't had a look at the betting. I'm going to do so now. Consult www.hollywoodbets.net. Let's go and have a look at the first race. Race one, they have Shikoku, who is quoted at just over 8 to 10. Looks to go one better, has been runner-up. The last three starts was very short in the betting last time out. I thought the form lines were okay only. Certainly a runner. Number seven, Chopsticks, is at 5 to 2. Number two, Twice a Miracle, is at 4 to 1. Twice a Miracle is well tried. This is start number 15. But if you look at the form, does appear patently more suited to the inside track. So I think that Twice a Miracle will run well. But I'm going with the horse that's sandwiched between the two of them. And that is number seven, Chopsticks. And this one is a full sister to a horse who was trained by Mike de Kock some time ago. A horse called Marshall, who won 5 of 9, was no cheap buy, a 600,000 purchase. Last time out, certainly starting to get the act together. Second run after a rest. As I say, a better run 3 weeks ago. So the one for me is going to be Chopsticks, who's quoted at 5 to 2 in the open of the start of the Bipot. Place accumulator in the second race. Now, interesting to note in this race, and I'm looking at the betting here, I see that we've got this horse topping the boards called Never Too Clever at 2.27 to 1. There was some inspired support last time out. They didn't pull that gamble off, was beaten. Also interesting to note, Gavin Lorena was aboard last time. He was also aboard number one, Flow Forever, who has some fair cape form and ran well first time out on the Highveld. But Gavin is elected to ride for Diane Stenger, a horse who's having the 11th try called Alabaster. It is the first run as a gelding. I see 5.56 to 1, gone out from 4 to 1, just over 8 to 10 a place. And I do fancy number 2, Alabaster, to run a forward race. That's going to be the horse for me at those odds. Just a mention of the 9, Top Sail, is a 2-year-old. I can see a further improvement there too. Third race is the first leg of the Pick 6. There's quite a bit of form to go around, but two of them do stand out. I thought the form lines of the balance were rather inferior. The two I'm talking about are Dawn Mission, who I see is at 15 to 10. It was hanging last time out. A little bit unlucky not to get closer. There's been one runner from the form line, a horse called Lambergrini, who's trained by Paul Peter. Cost an absolute fortune. That one won by 4 lengths last time out, so the form has been franked. One must respect number 2, Blonde Act. The blinkers are on, but we're going form 1 and 2 in race 3, those two standing out. Race 4 has run over 2,600 metres. Ayam, number 1, is at 2.27 to 1, www.hollywoodbets.net. You got number 2, Fly First Class, at 2.86 to 1. I wasn't too strong on Ayam at all. I preferred number 2, Fly First Class, who's back against her in 6. She's hit some very nice form, has this daughter of Silvano. And I think she's the horse to be with in race 4. Just a few others I want to mention. I'm just checking through the betting for this race. One of those is number 4, Tinder Dry, who took on a grade 2 field last time out. Tinder Dry is at 14.29 to 1. I could see her running on. Smunga Kamalu is the rider there. On the verge, number 6, Must Be Respected. And that's about it in race 4. Race 5 has run over 1,500 metres. The fifth race sees number 8, Prairie Falcon, at 5 to 2. Number 4, Miss Elegance, is at 3.57 to 1. I do like a bit of 17 gold. I'll give that a chance. You've got to take note of the 17 gold. One Ultra Quick is at 4.55 to 1. Must be a massive runner. The problem there is the 60 kgs. Number 1 Ultra Quick is only a 3-year-old, whereas the 8 Prairie Falcon carries 50 kgs. And on that, you must lean towards Prairie Falcon. But Team Gold, I've got serious respect for in the fifth race. Race 6 on the card. New stable for Bingwa. New stable for Sovereign Spirit. And then there's a massive drop in the weights to the balance. Sovereign Spirit returns from 127-day rest, has bled in the past. Sovereign Spirit's at 2.86 to 1. Three Sound of Summer, 2.86 to 1. Sent by Destiny, 4.55 to 1. And Bingwa is at 5 to 1. An asterisk a length in front last time out. As I say, new stable, new environment. I'm going with number one, Bingwa, at fives, a win and a place there, 7.5 to 10 in race six. Race seven, now this is going to be rather interesting. Homely Girl is at even money, rightly so. By the way, the last run against the boys, Caraluma won from that form line, also a filly, but Caraluma did step out and win. Now, on this inside track, and I've got a lot of respect for Homely Girl, on this inside track, I really like a horse here. Let me just check what the price is. The price about number one, Pretty Betty, is 16.67 to 1, a win, and 2.16 to 1 a place. I just get the feel that this inside track is going to suit. This horse used to be with Michael Stewart, was blazing a trail at one stage in the Western Cape. Richard Faree for Candace Dawson. I do like Pretty Betty at that price in race seven, but as I say, Homely Girl should run a big race. That's the favourite at even money. And we end off with race eight. 16:32 is the carded time. Eighth race on the programme. The betting for this event, fairly wide open. Bloomington is at 3.57 to 1. One Noble Sniper at 6.25 to 1. Eurocent at 6.25 to 1. What's happened with Sage King? Only won the maiden in the Western Cape, but I think there's more to come. Sage King is at 8.33 to 1. I like Kotinos, number six, is returning from 183-day rest. And the gelding, if not in need of the run, I like that. 8.33, gone out from 7.14, just over 18 to 10 a place. Thanks very much to www.hollywoodbets.net. Open your account with Hollywood. You'll get your sign-up bonus of 25 rand. Don't forget, once again, there we are. Beautiful. Three polos. I win one of those. I'll put it straight off and give it a full go. Also, 250,000 rand in betting vouchers from Hollywood Bets. That's racing on Sunday. I'm looking forward to Gravel Polytrack on Monday. Let's hope we can hit them hard. Cheers, sunshine. See you next time. Bye-bye.